partial and does not take bribes.
他说他不以貌取人，也不收贿赂。
It almost seems like a letdown, doesn't it?
可能看起来好像是有点不是很伟大的作为。
But if Moses writes in the scriptures,
但是如果摩西是这样写的话,
that this attribute is so important, then I think we need to pay attention.
这样讲就是说，这个神的属性是一个很重要，所以我们要小心的来看。
And James talks about this very attribute of God.
雅各也是讲关于神的这一个属性。
And that very attribute should exist in us as well.
这一个属性也应该在我们身上。
Look at what Jesus says in John chapter 7.
我们看耶稣基督怎么样的讲，在约翰福音第七章。
Verse 24.
在第24节。
Jesus says this.
耶稣说,
Do not judge according to appearances, but according to righteous judgment.
不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
This really reflects the very meaning of the word that which means that we should not have an attitude of personal favoritism.
这里就是说我们不应该在心里面有偏爱人的态度。
This is the idea when Jesus says this, is that based on the appearance of a person, we will make a judgment.
这里耶稣就是说，很多时候我们看一个人的外貌，我们就已经下了一个决定。
I don't know if you've ever heard of this little saying, but I remember hearing it said often, do not judge a book by its cover.
不知道大家有没有听过这个这一句话，就是说你不要以一本书的封面来决定它里面的内容。
Yeah, I noticed that many books, Christian books, especially today, their covers are very elaborate.
我发觉现在的书，特别是很多基督教的书，外面的这个封面是非常的漂亮。
Beautiful artwork.
很好的封面的这个图画的设计。
And I think the reason why they do that is because many people do judge books by their covers.
我想这是因为我们很多人都是以一本书的封面来看它的内容。
I collect old books.
我是收集这个旧书的。
And if you were to go up into my office, and you're all welcome to go at any time you want.
你如果去到我的办公室，你们随时你都欢迎你去看。
On the top shelf of the bookshelf, I have my collection of old antique books.
在我书柜的最上一行就是我所收集的一些很旧的一些书本。
And many of them have a very plain cover.
他们很大部分都有一个外表不怎么样的封面。
No pictures.
没有图画。
Just engraved in gold letters the names of the books.
只是在封面上面用金色写作这本书的名字。
And the author's name.
还有他的作者。
So, the idea of not judging a book by its cover is an old saying because many books didn't have pictures on them way back when.
这句话不要以一本书来断定它的内容，这是一个很旧的说的一句话。
That's exactly what Jesus is saying in this verse.
耶稣在这里就是讲这一个意思。
He's saying that we should not judge each other based on appearances.
他的意思就是我们不要以一个人的外貌来断定或者判断一个人。
What Jesus is saying is, if we are one of his children,
耶稣说如果我们是他的儿女,
then we are expected to be like him.
我们应该就是像他一样。
In other words, we are expected to treat the lowest paid laborer just the same as the highest bank executive.
就是说我们应该对一个薪酬最低的一个劳工跟一个银行的总裁，我们对待他们应该是一样的。
There's a reason why Jesus says this.
耶稣这样讲是有他的原因。
And James picks it out.
雅各就跟我们解释。
Because James says that favoritism is inconsistent with God's purpose.
耶稣说，我们如果偏待人，这跟
with God's purpose.
这跟神的旨意是不相符的。
So let's take a look at the example that James gives us.
所以我们现在来看雅各所给我们的一个例子。
What does he say? He says that there is a rich man and a poor man that come into the church.
雅各说有一个穷人跟一个富人，他们一起来到教会。
Now we must understand a little bit about the church back in the days.
那我们应该我们要思想那个时候的教会那个会堂的情形。
Back then there were very few seats in the church.
在那个时候教堂会堂里面那个座位是很少的。
Maybe there would be a few in the front and a few in the back.
或者前面有几个位置，后面有几张凳子这样。
The majority of the people would either stand or sit on the floor.
大部分的人来到都是坐在地上或者是站在旁边。
And the picture that James gives is that somebody comes in and he is dressed very well.
雅各给我们看到的就是有一个很富人，有一个很富有的人，他穿得很好就来到这个会堂。
You know, I had an experience like this in the very first church that I pastored.
我记得我牧会的第一个教会，我有这样的一个经验。
We lived in the city of West Hartford, Connecticut.
我们住在这个小镇，就在 Connecticut 的一个小镇。
And we lived right on the border of the city.
就在这个城市的边缘。
And the neighborhood wasn't considered a very good neighborhood.
这个周围的这个住的这个地区并不算是很好。
And what happened was there would be people that would beg for money at the local stores.
在这个附近的一些商店可能有人在这个讨钱。
Well, our church was right nearby.
我们教会就在附近。
And we lived in the house right next to the church.
我们也住在教会的旁边。
And the police really didn't like to have to deal with the beggars on the street.
警察也不很愿意来跟这些讨钱的人来这个烦扰。
So they would just point them to the church and to our house.
他们就说，哎，你到那个教会或者到这个牧师的家里去。
And one day we were having prayer meeting on a Wednesday night.
我记得有一个星期三的晚上，我们有祷告会。
And this homeless man came in.
这有一个无家可归的人就来到我们的教会。
And he came in and he sat in the front.
他就坐在前面。
And I noticed the people around him.
那我就看他们周围的人。
Everyone knew that he was homeless.
大家都知道他无家可归。
His clothes were shabby.
他的衣服并不怎么好。
His face and his hands were dirty.
他的手他的脸都很肮脏。
And evidently he smelled.
而且他可能也有股味道。
And I could see it on the faces of the people.
我就看那周围的人的脸。
It was unpleasant.
觉得哎不是很好。
And they were going like this.
他们就这样来指来指去的。
And I felt bad for him.
我觉得很我心里很不舒服。
Because here sat a man that needed help.
因为这一个人坐在这里，他需要我们的帮助。
And my Christian brothers and sisters.Didn't want to pay any attention to him.
但是我们的弟兄姐妹在坐在他周围，但并不怎么样，好像不理睬他。
A matter of fact, I think they would have rather he just left.
我想他们心里希望他快离开。
But an interesting thing happened.
但是很有趣的就是这样这件事就发展。
One of our teenagers in the back of the church.
有一个在后面坐的年轻人。
Came forward.
来到前面。
And she brought him a Bible.
她就把圣经给他交给他。
And she opened to the page that we were studying.
她就把圣经在为替他打开到我们在念的地方。
And amongst all of the adults,
那在附近的那个成年人
，I didn't really see the heart of Christ.
我没有看到基督耶稣的心。
But in this one teenage girl,
但是在这个青少年的女孩子的身上
There were the hands and feet of Jesus.
就是主耶稣的手跟他的脚。
The funny thing was, I had asked a question.
更有趣的就是我刚刚就是问了一个问题。
And nobody could answer it.
因为没有一个人能够回答。
And then the man answered it.
但是那个人就回答了。
He was right.
他也答了对。
And I thought good.
我想很好。
That should teach us.
那应该是给我们的一个教训。
This is the example that James gives.
这个就是雅各给我们的一个例子。
Now let me just say something about the people in the church.
我解释一下那个在这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
The people in the church, James' church, the people he was writing to were poor.
雅各所写的一个的教会的对象，那个教会是很穷困的。
Many of them, because of their faith in Jesus, lost their jobs.
很多人因为他们信了耶稣，他们就失去了他们的工作。
Many of them lost their places to sleep.
有一些人因为他信了耶稣，他就没有地方可以去睡觉。
Now put yourself in their situation.
你把你自己放在他们的情况。
Do you see the difficulty?
你可不可以看到他们所处的困境
？When you see a rich man come in，
那你看到一个有钱的人来到他们中来 进来
，You may think he has the key to maybe finding me a job or finding me a place.
你可能想，或者他可以帮助我找到一个工作，或者是找到一个家。
Now that's why.They would want to offer him the best seat.
所以他们就很愿意把那个最好的位置给他。
Then the example goes that a poor man enters in.
但是继续下面就是说一个穷人来进来了。
And James says, for that person, you offer him to sit next to your feet.
那个你叫那个穷的人坐在你的脚旁。
It's an insult.
这是一个侮辱。
What kind of a person would offer a poor person a dirt floor next to your feet? It's like saying, you're not good enough for my seat, but you're only good enough for where my feet rest.
就是说你不值得我把座位让给你，你只配坐在我的脚旁的地下。
No one...That would practice even common courtesy would want to treat anyone that way.
就是我们普通在社会里面的礼貌也不会这样的对一个人。
James tells us
雅各对我们说
that favoritism is inconsistent with God's nature.
雅各说偏待人跟神的这个旨意是不符合的。
But he also tells us that favoritism is inconsistent with God's purpose.
但是偏待人也不是神的旨意。
And here is what James says later on in this passage.
雅各在这一段经文也继续这样说。
He says this, Listen, my dear brothers, Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him?
雅各这样说，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受那所应许给你们那些爱他的人的国吗？
And then he goes on to say, But you have insulted the poor.Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who drag you or dragging you into court?
他继续说，你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？
Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him?To whom you belong.
他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
This reminds me of what Jesus said, that he came for those who were poor, the sick, the hurting, the confused.
这就提醒我们主耶稣所讲，他来是为了那些穷人，为了那些需要医治的人。
Jesus came for those who needed help.
耶稣来是要那些帮助那些需要帮助的人。
And the rich, they don't need Jesus so much.
富足的人并不怎么样的觉得他们需要耶稣。
They actually slander his name.
他们事实上他们是亵渎神的名。
They were treating his very people poorly.
他们对待他们的神的国民并不怎么样好。
And so James is saying, why are you treating them better than the poor?
雅各说，那为什么你们还对这些富人这么富足的人这么好呢？
Let me just explain something here. James is not saying that we should treat the poor better than the rich.
雅各这里并不是要是对我们说，你们要对这些贫穷的人比那些富足的人要好。
He's saying that we should treat everyone equally.
他是说我们应该对每一个人都是一样。
See, in the Old Testament, I just read this recently as I'm reading through the Old Testament. I'm a little bit behind, but I remember reading that in one of the first five books, I think it was Leviticus, that God said, do not treat the poor better, nor should you treat the rich better.
我记得我念圣经，这个摩西五经里面所讲的就是神对我们说，我们不要把贫穷的人对他们不好，对他们好，或者是富足人对他们不好。So,
the point is to treat everyone equally.
意思就是我们要对每一个人都是一样。Both
need to know Jesus.
他们都需要耶稣。
So, but there are so many verses in Scripture that talk about God's heart for the poor.
但是圣经里面有许多章节跟我们所讲神的心是对着这些贫穷的人。
How are we to understand those verses then?
那我们怎么样去了解这一些经节呢？
See, I could only find one verse that said that the rich should be treated well as the poor.
我只找到一个经节，就是说我们对富人应该跟穷人是一样的好。But
so many say that we should take care of the poor, the widows, the orphans.
但是许多的经节跟我们讲，我们应该照顾那些贫穷人、那些寡妇、跟那些孤儿。See,
I think the purpose is this. It's so easy to forget about the poor.
我想意思就是因为我们很容易就把这些有需要的人把他们忘记了。It's
so easy to think of the poor as useless in our society.
我们很容易就觉得那些贫穷的人对我们是无用的。And
so Jesus was coming and he wanted people to come to know him and the poor had their eyes up looking for help.
那当耶稣来到的时候，这些贫穷人都是向着耶稣，望着耶稣，因为他知道他可以帮助他们。So
Jesus wants to make sure that those who need help and are looking for help will get it.
所以耶稣想我们记得那些需要我们帮助的人，我们不可以忘记他们。So
God's purpose is that those who are poor are not overlooked.
所以神的旨意就是我们不要忘记那些需要帮助的人。The
last thing that I think James says about favoritism is that just simply it is sin.
最后我想就是雅各跟我们讲，我们偏待人的话，我们就是犯了罪。He
says, he says to show favoritism is to break the royal law.
他说：“我们如果偏待人，我们就是犯了这个至尊的律法。”Now
the royal law points to something that a king would say.
至尊的律法就是至高者或者是一个王帝所下的一个命令。And
I think that you know when he says law, it's probably referring to something that was very much like one of the commandments.
我想他所讲的律法就是好像其中一个十诫里面一个诫命，好像一样。And
I think what he has in mind is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18.
我想他这里所讲的就是好像在这个利未记第十九章第十八节。
And here he says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这里所讲的就是要爱人如己。
And Jesus himself said that this very verse is the second greatest commandment.
耶稣也跟我们讲，这是第二条最大的诫命。
Next to, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
只在尽心、尽意、尽力来爱我们的神之下。
So, because it is the law for us to love our neighbors as ourselves, we would be sinning if we were to show partiality to those who we prefer.
因为这是神的诫命，所以如果我们不爱人如己，如果我们偏待人，就是犯了罪。
Rather than those who are in need.
或者如果我们忘记那些需要我们的人。
You see, because remember, when Jesus talked about loving your neighbor, the neighbor is for anyone who is in need.
记得他主耶稣这样讲，他说爱人如己，要爱你的邻舍，他的邻舍就是我那些需要我们帮助的人。
So what James is saying here is just simply this.
雅各事实上就是说，他说这些话就是这个意思。
If we continually live showing partiality to the wealthy, then we are not in line with God's nature.
如果我们的生活，如果我们的生命的方向，如果我们的态度就是不停的，我们是偏爱一些比较富有的人，那这是跟神的旨意是不相符的。
And we are not in line with God's purpose.
神的旨意就是不是这样的。
And we are not in line with God's law.
神的律法也是不是这样的。
So, James expects Christians to act like their heavenly Father.
雅各想我们做神的儿女，应该我们的属性是跟他一样的。
Not to show partiality to the wealthy.
不偏待人，不偏爱富有的人。
Or to anyone.
或者是随便一个人。
To be in line with his purpose, giving the word of God to whoever is in need.
我们要遵行神的旨意，把他的话语带给每一个人。
And remaining obedient to his commands.
还有听从顺服他的旨意，他的诫命。
Amen.
Amen.